This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Purple Insider, your source all year round, but on the precipice of the first major, vitally important exhibition game, the J.J. McCarthy, not debut, but debut as a starter, as the calling card for this team. That'll take place tomorrow against the Texans, so Purple Insider is a must for you with the mailbag today, profiles, podcasts, interviews, and caller is our guy. Okay. Realistically, not, you know, he goes 12 for 12, four touchdowns, and it's the start of the greatest career ever. For Matthew Caller, football observer, to feel like that was good progress for J.J. McCarthy, what needs to take place tomorrow?
I think that J.J. McCarthy just has to look like he is in command of the offense and sharp throwing the football. I mean, think about what happened last night with Anthony Richardson. He gets out there, and regardless of the debates over whose fault was it anyway, the guy with the football who doesn't see the free runner come and smash him in the face, that's whose fault it is 100% of the time when that happens, for not getting rid of the ball and, you know, not getting it to where his hots were. So you don't want to see that from J.J. McCarthy. You want to see him get out there and look like he's comfortable running the offense, make a couple of throws. I don't think you need him to be a hero or scramble around or do anything crazy. Just get in there, look like the starting quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings, and then get out of there. I mean, I would like to see him take quite a few snaps. I probably said at one point if he played the first half, it wouldn't hurt my feelings. I know that we are afraid of him getting hurt again because the backup situation is not so good. But at the same time, this is a guy who, to me, looks like he could use more football. That doesn't mean it's been a bad training camp for him at all. It just means that the last actual football game that he played, other than the preseason game last year, was in December 2023, I think. So the more times he can drop back in a real pocket and with real players running routes and throw the ball, I think the better for him. It might be a little bit of a throwback take on the preseason, but I think they do have to take that approach to try to get him a lot of work tomorrow.
Okay, because he's playing and he's so vital to their success, how many other starters on the offensive side are playing?
Oh, that's a good question, because I think there's a pretty good argument to play Jordan Addison. He's going to miss the first three games of the year. So you need to make sure that he's getting ramped up. Also, you need to give him some form of number one wide receiver. Addison is not Justin Jefferson, because almost nobody is. But still, him and Addison, I think, have had really good rapport throughout training camp. And, you know, I did notice the other day he was getting a lot of reps with, you know, the Thayer Thomases, and Rondell Moore is an interesting guy. If he's going to be good to go. But, you know, I'd like to see him play with as many starters as they can. We're definitely not going to see Christian Darrisaw. I would be very surprised if Ryan Kelly played because he got banged up with a little bit of an elbow thing. Not thought to be serious, but any kind of banged up, you don't want him to press it out there. But I'd like to see him get protection. I'd like to see him have receivers who are open to throw to. At the same time, last year, I believe he had one touchdown to Tristan Jackson and one touchdown to Trent Sherfield. It is the preseason, after all. I don't know how hard the Texans are going to be going. I don't know if they're going to play Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter. They probably shouldn't, right? So it is still exhibition season. I think it should be fine, whoever he's playing with. But I'd like to see at least some starters out there.
Okay, let's stay with Addison. And yes, he's going to miss the first three games because of his foolish decision. So the debate comes up, well, do they really need to replace him? And is it more than a three-game conversation? Do they need a better third receiver all season long? And then you factor in that J.J. could get hurt again. Addison could get hurt again. Looking at the wide receivers, and you alluded to some of them in the answer, looking at the receivers behind the top two, do they need another third guy? And then I'll just beat the 77 texters who are going to text me now since I'm talking about third receiver and say, is Adam Thielen that guy?
I don't know exactly. I mean, if I'm Carolina, I want as many receivers as possible who have a lot of experience and can play football for Bryce Young, because they have to decide after this year whether they're going to give Bryce Young a contract extension. So I don't know that it's a good idea to be removing a receiver who could still play. And if they do, and he's beat out by Hunter Renfro, who hasn't played in the NFL in a couple of years, I mean, is Adam Thielen at this point?
Then he's a no.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's sort of like the bring home Eric Decker conversation that happened,
yeah, right,
you know, a few years ago. I think it really hinges on Rondale Moore, because if you go back and look, you know, he's a second round draft pick. He destroyed the Minnesota Gophers once upon a time, and he got off to a decent start to his career. And then he went to Atlanta after a new coaching staff decided they, you know, were going to play an offense that didn't include him, got injured, now comes back on a short-term contract. He looks explosive. He looks quick. He looks like he's going to be on this roster at very least as a punt returner. But, you know, can they find a role for him as a wide receiver? And I was looking up last year in the games that they didn't have Addison, what they did. And Brandon Powell had a couple catches. Trent Sherfield had a catch. Johnny Munt had a couple catches, and then Justin Jefferson got like 150 yards. I mean, that's kind of
it's how
it's going to go, right? Is Justin Jefferson's the main target, and then everybody else. And I think they're also, I think they love Josh Oliver, and I don't see why you wouldn't. He's a great blocking tight end, but he does catch the ball effectively. The two running backs catch the ball out of the backfield, and T.J. Hockenson over his career has played about 50% of his snaps, not as a usual tight end, but either as a outside wide receiver or slot wide receiver. So it's kind of a little bit by committee and a bunch of different options. I don't think it crushes them. I mean, they've been without him before if they don't have a clear-cut number three receiver to step up. But it would be nice if they could get Rondale Moore to do it, or if Ty Felton, their third-round draft pick, who I don't think is quite there yet, if he stepped up over the next month, or Lucky Jackson is another guy who's been an XFLer practice squatter who's been playing with the first team a lot with Jefferson out. So they've got some options there. None of them will blow your socks off, but I also think the same thing for trading for Thielen at this point in his career probably doesn't excite too many people either.
Let's do this. Let's pause here. We'll have an extended visit with Matthew when we come back, including when Matthew talks about Oliver, the big burly tight end. It leads to the Kevin O'Connell conversation, and then you add the addition of Jordan Mason. You add the addition of three new players on the offensive line, all projected to be starters, two free agents, one your first-round draft choice. Is Kevin O'Connell firmly committed to run the ball more this year? To me, it becomes this debate in May, June, July, and August, and then it's September. And that KO ball is a lot of chucking that football all around the yard. What does Collar think of that? We'll discuss that when we come back with Matthew again, Purple Insider. Just check it out. Listen, they are the most discussed business in this state. Even if you don't love the Vikings, but want to be a part of the conversation, check out Purple Insider. And if you're obsessed with the Vikings and you're not signed up for Purple Insider, dead to me. Just check it out. It's worth it. I want to talk about what we all need, what we all pay for, and at times we think we're paying too much for because it doesn't come up that much. But then when it does, thankfully, you have it. I'm talking car insurance. I'm talking home insurance. And I'm talking the reliability of the people you have in that area. Because if you have car insurance and you have home insurance and the rates are decent, but then when you need to deal with the company, they're just jerks. The follow-up isn't good. You don't really have a contact. That's not any good. So I have American Family, which is tremendous. And then I have Amber Scholl and her team. TeamScholl.com. I'm not going to stop saying this. When I came back after traveling across the country for a number of years before coming back here, I knew of this office. And I went right away with a car, right? I didn't have a home when I came back here. I wasn't making enough money. But eventually bought a home and made sure I was a part of this office. Amber hasn't been there since the start. She's too young for that, but she's been there the last 15 years. And she's been running it for a number of years. And it's not just her. It's not like, okay, I'm going to call Amber Scholl. It's one person. There is a team. There are specialists who can help you out with all the areas that you have questions about, whether it's for yourself, a kid, or something that's happened recently. Even if you go to TeamScholl.com, that's S-C-H-O-L-L.com, and find out that your rates are better, you have that information. I'm betting with Amber the rate's going to be better her. Go with American Family and TeamScholl.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It seems to me the conditions, the strength of the players they added creates this opportunity for Kevin O'Connell, who's highly regarded. I'm in that camp also. Vikings have a great coach. He's earned a lot of praise, and most of it justifiably so. But he loves to throw the football. We know that. But now adding three new power type of offensive linemen, adding Jordan Mason, touting against Oliver, Addison missing three games, you got the kid quarterback. What is the likelihood that this scenario that I'm laying out, that you're laying out, that O'Connell's laying out, when they're playing that first game against the Bears, and it's not December at Soldier Field, it's, you know, September, and it's a pretty fast track, that they're going to play that smash-mouth power football versus J.J. McCarthy? 42 throws in his opening game as a QB.
I don't think there's any number that's too high for Kevin O'Connell in terms of pass attempts. But, you know, I think that it has to go along with context, the reputation that O'Connell has. And he's admitted it's always going to be a pass-first offense. That's how you still win in the NFL unless you have a completely freakish running team like the Eagles – And even then, they passed their way to the Super Bowl, you know, in that game against Kansas City. But, you know, personnel matters. Dalvin Cook was on the back end. Look what he did after 2022. Yeah. Alexander Mattison and Ty Chandler as a duo was a bad bet that they made. They have not had guards who are intimidating since probably Steve Hutchinson. And now you're talking about, you know, an Aaron Jones who went over 1,000 yards last year. Jordan Mason, who averaged over 5 yards a carry, who has looked like beast mode out at training camp. I have been very impressed by the burst. And also, he's caught some nice passes as well, which I didn't know if he could actually do. So that could be an option for them with screens, swing passes, things like that. And then the interior of the line, this was the first time in a while that I felt like the organization was very aware of what got them. Like, a lot of times during the Spielman era, we felt like they just continued to do the same things and have the same things cost them in the end.
Right.
And it really felt like the coaching staff front office said, this is why we lost to the Los Angeles Rams, and this is how we need to prevent that in the future. And a major part of it is paying Will Fries, who's a very nasty and very gigantic man, $17 million, drafting a freak athlete from Ohio State that just won the national championship, and then getting a veteran center who is not, you know, the same weight as I am. So, you know, I think that personnel matters here, but I also think how the games play out matters. I mean, couldn't you see, like, Caleb Williams struggling and getting sacked 8 times? And, like, yeah, you're going to slam it down their face. They did that, you know, to the Texans last year a bit. They did it to San Francisco a bit when they were winning, but there's also going to be times where you got to get in a shootout. And I think that's where Will O'Connell just hit the pass button every single time if, you know, things aren't going perfectly for the defense. Because last year I thought there were times where you needed to stick with the run. The run was succeeding, and it was like, no, go back to the pass. Now, they won 14 games, so you can't complain too much, but I think that we're going to see a much more successful and consistent run game, especially when you get to the red zone, because of the way they've built the line in the running back room.
Okay, so let's talk about the defense and point out again that they, what were they, fifth maybe in points allowed last year? I looked it up earlier. I think that is the number. Okay.
Yep, fifth.
So they add the two behemoths who are very accomplished. They make some changes with the cornerbacks. And right now, consuming your information and Alec Lewis and Seifert and everybody else, a lot of praise for B-Flow and the way this team is playing. And I'm hearing a lot of people saying that they believe that clear-cut, this defense is better than a defense up until the last two games was really one of the three or four best defenses in the league. Are you willing to say right now that from what you've seen and knowing the way that Flores has had success and the core players were coming back, are you willing to say this defense is clear-cut better than last year?
I think they are, but I don't know that they're going to have the same statistics because schedule matters here, and they are playing a lot of really, really good offenses, including the Philadelphia Eagles, the Washington Commanders. I mean, those are the two teams in the NFC Championship last year. The division is strong. The AFC North, if Aaron Rodgers is anything, that's going to be a little trickier, and you got Lamar Jackson there. You got to go play the Chargers on the road. I mean, it's a lot more, I think, quarterbacks and offenses that are difficult than what we saw from last year, but I think they needed to be better as a unit in order to get similar or the same results. I definitely think they're way more complete. I mean, I've been asked a few times, like, are you concerned about their ability to stop the run? And I'm like, you know, last year was Jerry Tillery and Jonathan Bullard, not the Williams wall here. So, I mean, I think that they have so many good players at every position. And where I've really been impressed is Isaiah Rodgers, who, that's a Brian Flores bet that I don't think many people had heard of, just kind of a rotational corner that he had had an eye on for years because of a connection with where he went to college, and he's looked like a starting outside corner. The unit is also healthy right now, which is a big deal, and I think also Javon Hargrave has looked like a superstar early in training camp, but we've also seen, you know, some developing players. Jalen Redmond, Levi Drake Rodriguez is one of the biggest winners of camp so far as a development player from last year in the seventh round. So I do think that it is a top-to-bottom freaky defense, but there's questions, right? The age question, the injury question, I do think it's reasonable to ask, can they stop the run when they play Baltimore, when they play, you know, Jaden Daniels, when they play Philadelphia? Those are questions that are going to have to be answered. But I think every team that goes to play against this defense is not going to be super thrilled about it.
Very good as always, sir. Glad to have you back. Enjoy the game, and we'll talk again soon.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Throughout the year, and in particular during the football seasons, every Friday with Matthew Coller, again, from Purple Insider. Cheers and jeers next hour with Rochelle and the Am I Wrong Committee. A reminder, it's 157. That is your Lindus Construction Time Check. Protect your home with clog-free LeafGuard brand gutters, now with free installation labor through August 31st. And during the break, do me a favor. Give us a follow on the X, at Chad Hartman Show, and at Dave_Harrigan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.